right. Hey, Facebook family, Instagram, wherever you're watching this from, our website. It's been a minute. During COVID, I think we did over 100, maybe, I don't know what it was, but we consecutively 150 to 60 days of podcasts while everyone was being isolated. And so it's been a minute since then, and so much has happened. And now looking back to all of that, it just seems like such a long time ago, and it's hard to even imagine that that all did happen. But what I want to talk about today is has to do with the saints. Believing that we can walk and live in a much better way than we do. And a lot of it has to do with our thinking and things that are in our control, but there's work to do to change it. And so from this book, My Brain, Who Switched Off My Brain, from Dr. Carolyn Leaf, she has what she calls the Dirty Dozen. And so for her, the Dirty Dozen is toxic thoughts, toxic emotions, toxic words, and toxic choices, toxic dreams, toxic seeds, toxic faith, toxic love, toxic touch, toxic seriousness, toxic health, and toxic schedules. There's a lot there. But all of it is things that are near and dear to my heart and that I preach about, because I think that to do our best for the Lord and to be everything that we can be and to reach out to other people, we need to be healthy. We need to be of a good mind. We need to believe in what we're doing. We need to not be filled with negativity or thoughts that just hold us back and hold us down. And so we're just going to look a little bit today at toxic thoughts. So the premise that I'm coming from today is a small scripture found in Proverbs 23:7. And it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so he is." And to me, that tells me that what I think is very critical as to who I am and what I'm going to be. And I also coin a phrase saying, "I think, therefore I create." And a lot of times Christians aren't creating good scenarios around them. They're not filling themselves up with things that will help them operate at their best, to be creative, to just do everything that the Lord is asking them to do. And so, as a man thinks, so he is. So I guess it's really important. What are you thinking? What are you thinking today? Where is your mind focused on? And because everything starts with our thoughts, words that come out of our mouth. What we speak starts as a thought. And so it's so important that that we get a hold of our thought life. If we have negativity in our brains, it just starts to be like a fog in our heads. And I know so many people today feel chaos, feel stress, feel anxiety, filled with fear. And all of that doesn't come from some external factor, but it's internal, intrinsic, as far as what we're thinking and what we allow ourselves to dwell on. While we're not responsible for the initial thought, we are responsible as we entertain it. And so if we're going to form a good habit of thinking better, then I need to, every day as I need to get rid of the wrong thoughts as quickly as they came. thoughts that might say, I'm not enough. And I know a lot of people in our church suffer with that, that they are not enough from broken records of their past, things that were spoken to them, over them. And so I think it's really important to pray and to break things that have been spoken over you, break the demonic strongholds that have been maybe established by what was spoken over you, and for the reasons that it's still in you. It's still things that you dwell about. The effects or the things that it put on you are still there. And so in Matthew 9:29, it says, according to your faith, let it be done to you. According to my faith. So what am I believing for? Am I believing for good things? Am I believing for what the Word of God says about me? Or am I believing every random thought that comes to my head? Because it says, as my faith be unto me. God's plan is the best plan. And it's as simple as Romans 12:2. We all know it. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But you see, that's a nice scripture, but the renewing of your mind is not that easy. It takes work. You have to really want change in your life. In our year-long discipleship, this is what we see. This is the secret sauce to our ministry, is changing the patterns that are formed in our mind by renewing it, by identifying the lies that are inside of us. And as far as your thought life, being able to sit down and to really evaluate, what is it that I think? And it also, you have to be honest. This is only between you and God, and God knows the truth anyway. But you're looking at it for your own doing, for how you need to change. What random thoughts are you dwelling on? Is it, I should have, I could have, I would have? Is it fear of the future? Is it just things that are not beneficial to your present day? So anyway, I'm excited to do this study with everybody, in hopes that we can be transformed, that we can make a thorough and traumatic change in the form, appearance, or character of our lives. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 is awesome, because it says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. That scripture means a lot to me, because as I was coming up in the Lord, not everybody saw what the Lord saw in me. And for me to hear the Lord telling me, be strong and courageous, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks of you. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. I will never leave you or forsake you. I don't care if your friends leave you. I don't care if your pastor gives up on you. I don't care if your mother gives up on you. I will never leave you or forsake you. And I'm going to leave us on that note, and look forward to next week going on further with the Dirty Dozen and how we can improve our lives. Thank you.
For more information about the Life Center, please go to changingourcity.org.